my wetsuit. He didn't give me a full suit, so he kind of was, it was like the shorts, and my legs on the inside of my knees were just totally ripped up.
Chafed
by being on the board, because you got to move that board. I did get up about half a dozen times, and the guy was like, this 17-year-old kid, I paid him for 2 hours. I said, hey, dude, I don't want to come back because my knees are ruined. He's like, oh, I guess I should have said, I told him some surfer, dude.
Yeah, because some people don't always use their knees to get up, so sometimes the wax can be abrasive like that, and it leaves little scab marks from it. Yeah, that's true.
That first experience, and, you know, I kind of like after that, I was like, yeah, I got some friends that are in the Manhattan Beach area, and they're like, I just don't want to go. I mean, but you got to get over that.
It's a bad experience. Yeah, you got to get over that. Certain stuff, I mean, that could have been prevented with a longer suit, but it was probably summertime when you went and the water was warm enough, right. So.
Yeah, I didn't really need the suit, but the guy put it on, and I guess to do the whole, you know, dog and pony show on that. But I did try it, and I'll tell you, it is a rush. Okay. It is a rush. And I watched these big boards. I watched documentaries. I watched a documentary on how the big wave surfers, where they first discovered the northern part of Oahu back in the 60s and 70s, and how that sort of boomed.
It's incredible. What those guys are doing out there is literally like Evel Knievel.
It's crazy.
Big Pipeline is world famous. Everybody's heard of it. And it breaks 25 foot. It's deadly out there.
Deadly.
I mean, you got to be fit.